Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Tommy Bong and Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. And this episode is going to be a little bit different, guys. We're going to be a little short on time on this one. So bear with us. We'll be doing a makeup episode sometime this week, maybe tomorrow. But anyways, what is up, my man? How's your day been?
Oh, man. I would say uneventful, but that would be a lie. But definitely not boring.
I feel you there, man. I feel you there. I worked all day, but it was one of those, like, not too bad work days, but nothing good happened, but nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
It was just a work day, too,
but, you know, you and I have different type of jobs and different skill sets, so.
A little bit, yeah. I feed people. You make them hungry.
Oh, man.
That's the best way of putting that.
I do hood rat shit with my hood rat friends. And that's all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
But
well, like I said, this episode is going to be a little different. Like I mean, you are kind of short on time on this, but I guess we can kind of jump into what some of the or this episode was supposed to be about. It was going to be about pot anti-weed ads and like weed movies and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So
the fabulous.
I figured
fabulous
we'll go over some weed movies. Well, what is your
Hollywood.
Favorite? Yeah. What is your favorite,
favorite
like
anti-weed
pot movie
ad?
Of all time?
Oh, or
no, we'll do that
movie.
On
my
the we'll do that on the actual episode. Yeah, we'll just talk weed movies right
all
now.
All
right.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite pot movie of all time. Got to be Dazed and Confused, man.
That's a great one of our generation. I would say Dazed and Confused.
And then it always
it
had
the
great
ones.
Music. But if you're talking like stoner comedy era, we're gonna have to go with Super Troopers, man.
Ooh, Super Troopers is great too. And the first White Castle movie, I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, you know what though? I think you might be on the one better because the White Castle was absolutely fantastic.
The first one, the ones after that, kind of ain't worth a shit. But the first one was good.
Yeah, I was gonna say it.
Ooh, was Van Wilder considered a pot movie, or was that just like a party movie or whatever?
I mean, that's still like that's right along there with like American Pie, really.
Right. Yeah, that is true.
It definitely had its
now that can also be considered
you know
sort of
I mean?
A pot movie, even though they don't really smoke any in the movies. But like, you got to be high to watch them.
Yeah. You got to be high to enjoy it at least.
right.
I don't know. I remember the chick who showed her tits in the first American Pie movie. That was a big deal.
Dude, that's all people our age remember from that movie.
Yeah. And I think that's the only thing, and that sticking his dick in an apple pie was basically the only memorable
For our younger fans that have never seen American Pie, go watch it. It's a great movie. And I'm not talking about American Pie, the 15th Mile, the Naked Mile, the Other Mile, and all those other dumbass movies after it.
Band Camp 13.
I know, dude, like... What the fuck?
Yeah, they
like
tried
American
doing, like,
Pie the beginning
thing with it, and it just didn't work.
Right. Okay, yeah. Let's go with the OG stoner movies here. Cheech and Chong.
OG
Up in Smoke
movies.
And Nice
Cheech and Chong
and Nice Dreams and what's that last one? See, Up in Smoke, Nice Dreams, and Still Smoking.
Still Smoking.
That took me a second.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, there's one of those movies I cannot stand to watch. Like, the first time I watched it, it had its funny parts. But after I saw it, I was like, I cannot stand this movie anymore. It's the one where they go over to, like, I think so.
Yeah,
where
they go to
Amsterdam
and they're, like, eating their mushrooms.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that wasn't that good. Yeah. But the first Up in Smoke was always, obviously, the most quotable, most fucking, you know.
Right.
I remember in jail. I was going to court, and the judge took a drink of water, and I said it loud enough for everybody here. I was like, "That's not water. That's fucking vodka, man!" And everybody in the courtroom laughed, and they gave me an additional 30 days.
Oh shit, that was worth it though. I have to admit, as a comic, that would be totally worth the 30 days.
Fucking vodka, man! And everybody laughed. He gave me 30 days. He laughed. It was worth it.
You know, in his mind, he's like, I got to do this because, you know, all these people are around.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to do this because there's fucking people around. But on the inside, he's like, my man.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, dude.
We're not
going to
forget about the people you shot at, but my man.
He's all like, loosen his cuffs.
Yeah. Send him back
right,
to
well,
general population
speaking
with
of
the rest
Cheech
of the guys.
And Chong, right? Speaking of Cheech and Chong, we can jump to TV shows also with this. One with Chong on it, of course, is That 70s Show.
Oh, That 70s Show.
That's
my
like the ultimate
personal
stoner show.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, everybody and their mom and their uncle wanted to be in Hyde's little circle, man. And that's just
yes
how it
yeah.
That's just how it
everybody
was.
Wanted to be in Eric's basement.
Everybody wanted to be in Eric's basement eating Hyde's brownies, bro.
Ain't that
I know,
truth.
I after watching an episode of that was when I first time I tried making my own brownies and I did it horribly because I didn't know you had to like, you know, activate everything and I just threw them in the mix and I thought it was good enough and it wasn't. It just gave us the shits.
I feel you, dude. Because like I learned a lot when I was working on the pot farm that time. I was like I learned a lot then. I was like, all right, so this is how you do the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Making hash, everything
like
that.
Like, what are you doing? And I, yeah, exactly. Yeah, when I started learning how to process cannabis, that was when everything kind of took a different turn for me. When I started growing my own cannabis, it was more of like a business decision. You know what I mean? Because obviously
right.
You can't be going around, you know, in the line of work that I've worked in, you can't go around and do this kind of stuff and not go to jail, you know? Eventually. So
right.
taking things to a legal turn was obviously really kind of like the only option that I had. But before I did take that leap, obviously there was a lot of stuff that I had to figure out just from being a pothead in my basement, trying to grow plants to trying to grow mass amounts of plants and
right.
trying to do it the legal way. So,
right. See, a lot of people
lot
don't realize how much
from,
of a science there is to it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. How much, you know, you have to know your chemical traces. You have to know, you know, your PPMs is like one that like people fail to measure every time they water. Checking your intake, your outtake, making sure your temperatures are right, making sure you have the right amount of CO2 feed, making sure that you're not getting too many nutrients because the last thing you want to do is do a nut burn, and also making sure that your potassium doesn't go in too late because you don't want your bud to taste like chemicals. And then there's the choice between organic and salt-fed fertilizers. And it's just, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And in today's day and age with the lights between halogen, LED, and everything in between,
right.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Right. Yeah. Like a lot of people don't realize the science time and everything that goes into it.
Yeah. The different types of plants too. I mean, everyone knows indica
right.
and sativa, but in today's age, we have auto flowers that people, it's a big debate that people, whether they like them or not, and what they are is they're bred with Cannabis ruralis, and they don't need to be transferred over to a 12 and 12 light cycle. You can keep them under 24 hours of light, and they'll have buds for you in 13, 14 weeks. It's just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's different strains, different types of plants, there's different growing methods, there's mainlining, there's LST, which is low stress training. There's tons of stuff that goes into it that most people, especially myself, growing from just growing like five or six plants in my, you know, closets to doing what I was doing. I mean, I had to learn a lot about the way to make each plant produce the most possible bud, you know, and the best quality, and of course.
Right,
but there's a ton of shit that goes into it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw some of it firsthand when I was working on the farm years ago. Now I didn't get to see like all the behind the scenes shit, but I got to see most of it firsthand. And like I learned how to make hash, stuff like that, and it's a process.
And the other thing too is like between, you know, you have your freeze dried product for processing.
Right.
So when you're making any kind of like rosins or anything like that out of it, it's better to freeze dry your product versus the cure meth curing, which is required for anything smokable and attainable. So the different processes to get your extracts, the different processes and tinctures and those kind of things like that, those take years and years of just kind of fucking with it, really, to get your hands on it, you know. And a lot of people think it's just like a lazy guy's pastime, but it's, for me, it's full-time job.
Right, and especially for people like us that, like, pot was like our shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was always something that was always the most shit that, like, it's like, okay, what are we going to do today? I don't know, man, we'll smoke a ball and find out. And then that would lead to smoking 50 million bowls right there.
Bro, yeah, I mean, you got to think, man, we've been smoking since Panama Red was real.
Damn, bro. So, yeah. I know I'm going on almost 15, 17 years now, 18 years, something like that.
Going on 20 some years, yeah. Yeah, I think we've been doing this shit since the fucking 90s. So.
A little after that for me, but I was around it.
Yeah, mine was 99, its very first, like, real rhymer. You know what I mean? So.
Right, yeah.
Given that, yeah. So, I mean, Panama was a big thing all the way through the 70s and 80s, but, I mean, bro, I remember still catching old timers that sold lids. You know what I mean? For 20 bucks.
Oh, explain to people what a lid is, bro. A lot of people don't even know what a lid is anymore. They think it's either a dub or a quarter.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So a lid was just a lid off of a mason jar, usually the quart jars that we had to hold all of our stuff that we picked off the plants and dried in the ovens and everything like that. And it was kind of vaguely destemmed. And if you poured it out and you filled up a lid, that was a lid, man. That was 20 bucks.
Right. See, I got you beat on this, dude. My dad was telling me about this shit. Back in his day, the lids were, they wouldn't even use the jar lids like you're saying. They would just put in a bag and it would be three fingers up.
Yeah.
And you would hope the person had fat fingers.
Put your fucking fingers up, dog. Fat finger piece of shit like me is getting 3 or 4 extra grams, everyone. But when we hope
right.
that, you know, but we're going over a process of the changing in times with a lot of the stuff, man. You have to figure, I mean, you got
right.
a lot of these kids that just grew up on that mall weed shit you and me were doing for fun. We'd go in there, buy a fucking fat dub, gram it out, go to the mall or skate park and sell it for 10, 15 bucks a piece. And most of the guys
right.
were skimpy as fuck and we were smoking our own supply. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it was just madness.
Those were the good old days.
And those were the good old days, yeah. Now, man, I couldn't smoke all this shit. I tried, man. I do try every day. I try to smoke it all.
I know back in our day, dude, and I know for a fact because we both used to buy it and shit. I would say I got an ounce, right, just to get an ounce to chill. Between you, me, and a couple of our homies, that would be gone that would be gone within probably 4 or 5 hours, if that.
Yeah, I was going to say, we might have a bowl in the morning. You might have stashed a bowl in the morning.
Yeah, there might be a few stray bowls floating around somewhere or something that got misplaced along the night, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's pretty much gone by that night. Because, you know, we'd start drinking, and then as we start drinking, we start smoking heavier, and then we start smoking heavier, we start getting drinking, and then... Blackout.
We run out of
beer.
Smoking again.
Well, we run out of beer, and then somebody like me goes to the store real quick and comes back with 230 packs and a fucking case of 16.
Hey, I walked into Barney's that time and walked out with those 230 packs, and the guy didn't even notice me.
Yeah, no, you did that. You did that one time.
I don't know if you were there or not that time, but I go in. Oh no, you okay? This is what happened. You and one of our other homies went in. And the line was so long that you guys came back out and said something about, hey, there's still some beer here. So I go in and I just, like, took two 30 packs of Bud Light, looks at the line. It's, like, two where I was at, and I just walked out the door.
Yeah. 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 I remember sitting there. I was sitting in the driver's seat waiting for you to come out, and you just kind of casually walked out, and I was like, all right, fuck it. I guess we're not peeling out of here then.
Well, bad thing was, dude, I even knocked one of the 30 packs on the door trying to get out. Remember? I was like, and I look over and I'm like,
oh, man, nobody was as cold with it as I was, though. I would walk up to the line, stand in line, wait in line, get up there. And then when they'd ask me to pay, I'd be like, sorry, and walk out.
Yeah, you would, bro. I remember you doing that. Oh, my God.
Stand up there.
Like, out of everybody, dude, in the group, you were, I would have to say, you're the one that was more, like, the more hardcore one of us all, dude.
When shit hit the pavement, bro, I just didn't have too many fucks to give. And I would always do the most outlandish shit. Like, if there was somebody that was going to do some outlandish shit, it would be me.
Ain't that the truth, bro? And that's
yeah.
the truth. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
We all were involved
hey,
in some stupid shit back then, but, like, I was always glad I had you on my side. That's all I can say about you, bro. I would not want to be
yeah.
the one that you're going up against or something. I mean, I know me and you've butted heads over the years a few times, but, like, in the long run,
they're
it was always, like, one
shit.
Of those things, like, me and you could be mad at each other, but if somebody else said something to you, I would be pissed at them. If somebody else said something to me, you'd be like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, you do that with your friends, especially people you're really close with. And over time, you know, we bumped heads a few times, but there was never anything on the table to ever fucking make it weird or
right, yeah, it was always
it
like
this many years
if
later.
We bumped
I don't
heads,
have a chip
we were
on my
good like an
nothing.
Hour later, you know, like here, bro, here's a beer.
Yeah,
a
exactly. We were already smoking a bowl by the time everybody else woke up.
Or we were bucking heads as we're smoking, like, bro, I don't even know what's going on anymore. Or,
you
know,
I
could be asleep on your couch and you're blowing fucking shotguns at me. Yeah, I remember that night. Well, I
yeah.
don't, but I remember y'all telling me about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you got mad, passed out, and I started taking shotguns and fucking putting them in your face. They were
like,
yeah, you can't breathe. I'm like, that's the fucking point.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, dude, you remember? I can't remember who it was that was passed out, but I took baby powder and smacked him in the face, and it was all over him. You just fucking dick whipped him with your fucking pecker, bro, and left a fucking imprint. Powder. Who was that, dude? Fucking A.
Oh, I think it was Rutan, man.
Was it?
Was it Nick Rutan?
It might have been, bro. Man, I haven't
remember
heard that
when
name
my
in a
dog
while.
Remember when my dog jumped up and humped him in the face? He was passed out.
Dude,
Marley, you know he passed, right?
You know he passed away?
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, that was...
Yeah,
that was a hard one, but...
Yeah. Oh, my... Dude, I remember the first night meeting that fool. I'm sitting on your couch in that one room. Him and somebody else came over drunk as shit, and he starts to puke, and I just moved his head where he just, like, shot me. So I was like sitting next to him, like, nope, not on me, brother.
Nope, not tonight.
Oh, man.
Oh,
those are the good
yeah,
old times,
yeah.
bro. The good old times.
Yeah, those
told you guys, this show
days,
is not going to be one of our normal episodes. This was a catch-up of the old time episodes.
yeah, this is just the bullshit.
Which will happen a lot on here, guys.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about something and it'll spark up a memory or something.
Yeah, we'll do the strain of the day and everything like that tomorrow. Like I said, Danny Tokes went and got himself into a little fucking situation, and just waiting to see how this pans out real quick before we get too much further.
Well, if you need Tommy Bongs, he has his Bic and he's ready to blaze.
Yeah, we'll definitely pick up tomorrow where we left off today, but. It's always good to just sit down and bullshit with you, man. And like you said,
you
we'll
too,
have
bro.
That
you
Instagram
too.
Page up here. I think she was working on it last night, so we're going to have that Instagram page up, and we'll do
And I've been working on a new
Steve.
Logo for us, but I cannot get it to load on my computer for some fucking reason. So as soon as I get this figured out, I'll have us a new logo up, guys. I faded our normal Roasting the World logo into this new weed flag looking one, which I don't know if I sent you the actual finished
you did
product.
You sent me the one it was really prominent. I think you need to fade it out a little bit, but yeah, you were working on that and you were sending the stuff for it.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to get all that figured out with it, guys, but I want to turn Roasting the World into a brand. I've already branched out on a few other things, you know, so we're working on it, guys.
Absolutely. And we'll also get in the cannabis industry, man.
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. I'm down for that. You know me.
Get some seed packs out
love.
There and have put Roasting the World on the seed packs and
oh,
turn it into
yeah,
a fucking
dude.
Homegrown brand, bro.
I am down for that. That sounds bitching as hell. I'm in.
Yeah.
Who wants
we'll
that roast
some,
in the world fire?
Yeah, and then we'll start doing raffles and stuff like that for seeds. I'll start pitching in all that stuff.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. But, see, sometime this weekend, guys, I think Shane's wanting to do a show with one of his friends, and I don't know if I'll be part of that or not. If I am, cool. If not, let them go at it or something. I don't know what their show's going to be about.
Tongue punching fart
box. It's
vodka.
Shane, guys. Who knows what Shane's going to talk about? For all I know, his friend's invisible and he's on something.
Tongue punching fart box.
Yeah, who knows anymore? And then Lacey,
yeah.
I don't know if she's going to be doing a Ask Me Levice this week, guys, because she just got out of the hospital at the beginning of the week. She some shit happened again, and she'll be back sometime
in the
fold on this. So, yeah, you guys keep her in your thoughts on shit. I just want to say this, dude. Our first episode, the debut episode of The Stash, within 1 week, we've gotten over 9,000 listens.
Wow.
Right, yeah, I'm
those are rookie numbers.
I think
we need to bump
guys.
Those fucking numbers up, man. Just kidding.
Oh, we definitely are, guys. We definitely are. But I want to say for a debut episode, that's awesome.
Because
we
awesome.
Usually pull anywhere from
listen.
5 to 9,000 listeners anyways. But to get 9,000 on a debut show, that is, hey, that's great, guys. So
awesome.
I want to thank all you guys for listening on that. And then our country's listening in right now. I can pull this up real quick and see who's listening to us. Okay, right now we got the U.S. listening, of course, because, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And then we got India listening, guys. So shout out to India.
Shout out to
Saudi
India,
Arabia.
Man.
Gotta love Saudi Arabia. Don't blow us up or nothing. Listen to your donkeys if you don't. Germany, go blow up Russia. And United Kingdom. So we got a bunch of listeners, guys, from all over right now. I don't want to talk too much shit about Russia. Putin might try to, you know, attack us or something.
We're not going to go into that.
I'm not down for any Red Dawn right now.
Yeah. I'm good, man. I'm good on all that. But
I don't want to die.
Yeah. I
smoke
don't
some
have a death
smoke
wish,
some weed, Putin.
I
it might make
really
you
wish to live.
I'm just saying, Putin, if you smoke you a couple bows, you might not want to evade anything. You might just want to evade, like, a Dairy Queen or something.
Bro, I would smoke a bowl of Putin, but that's just because, you know, I would smoke a bowl of pretty much anybody.
If I was him and he was like, oh, I'm about to go evade the Ukraine or whatever,
I'm like,
if I was, like, his secretary or something, I'd be like, hit this real quick. Think about this for a minute.
Yeah.
He gets so stoned, he's just like... Oh, dude, do they got a Dairy Queen there? Like, let's hit it up, man, like Taco Bell or something.
I guess there's still, like, a Burger King and, like, a McDonald's and everything that's operating there in Russia, and everyone's all pissed off about it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
hey, Ronald,
like,
got to make money here now.
Russia, and they're like, but they like Big Macs.
Yeah, right? What the fuck? Well, Ronald has to make money somehow.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald must have his paychecks right in the Russian government. Putin's right there next with him. That's what the next fucking conspiracy is going to be.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, you just started a
Ronald
conspiracy
McDonald.
Theory right now.
I'm going to say it now. I'm going to start it. Vladimir Putin is Ronald McDonald. We just.
Oh, my God. It makes so much sense. The shirtless horse riots.
Yeah. Yeah.
The love of Trump.
He was really in makeup. And they just had to fucking edit it out
God.
For fucking copyright reasons.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. I'm a believer now.
Putin is Ronald McDonald.
You got me believing this theory.
Yeah. Why do you think he's so angry? Because when he's not in his clown makeup, he's not whole.
So what you're trying to tell us is if somebody paints this fucker's face.
Yeah, if somebody just fucking says fuck it and runs up to him with white paint, red paint and wig and a fucking nose and all that, he might just settle the fuck down. But, you know, everyone's really scared to try it. So, will we ever know? Who fucking really knows? I'm not going to do it.
This theory is getting better. I would do it if I was around him smoking or something. If me and him were, like, chilling, I'd be like, hey, bro. I got a theory.
Yo, we gotta paint you
and
like Ronald
like,
McDonald. Hey, but you know, the second you say that, he's gonna ignite you out because you're not supposed to know that he's Ronald McDonald.
Ooh, yeah. What if I hit around it? You know, like beat around the bush with it. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
Like even if he,
I heard you had a farm, man.
Like
EIEIO.
Yeah, he's already got his finger on that red button for the U.S., bro. You might just push him over the edge. Haven't you seen the dictator?
Yeah, but what
oh,
about Dennis Rodman?
Isn't it
sad that are all? No, wait, that's a Kim Chong Bong or whatever that Dennis Rodman's friends
yeah,
with.
Exactly, bro.
Who's friends with Putin? This Trump?
Well, no, it would be technically fucking Kim Jong-un, but, like, haven't you seen the movie The Interview? Shit went south real fucking quick when people like us got involved.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Dude, we could have handled
that
one a little better.
Fucking tank was.
Oh,
well,
no,
I'm not
handled that a little better.
I don't know,
nothing like that. I mean, we would have just figured shit out once we got there. It would have been handled better.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have fucking trusted the CIA. That would have been my first fucking thing.
I would have just lit the whole place on fire and dipped out.
Yeah, no, yo, yeah, you're gonna poison this dictator and then his people are gonna fucking hunt you. I don't think so. I think I'm gonna do the interview and go home. Fuck off. Minding my own business. Hashtag.
Would you tell him like, yo, the FBI is trying to kill you, bro?
Yeah, I would leave him hints and shit and be like, hey man, listen, tell your dude that just ate the gum that he has cyanide poison that the CIA is trying to fucking whack you. Because,
you know, if we did that, like, he would be our buddy. Like, there,
exactly.
We, like,
who's
America might
would
hate us, but, like, we would not be blown up or anything.
Facts. Right. Or at least we would get the heads up before shit went south. He'd be like, why don't
yeah.
you come to my country?
Yeah, he'd be like, yo, the
I'd be going to North
Korea. Yo, Tommy Bong and Danny Polk, come over, chill. I got to work on a Korean accent. That sounded fucking terrible right now.
I love it. Your show so
yo.
Much.
Why did I sound Indian? Oh.
Huh?
I can do Mexican
said,
and Indian. That's about it.
He's like, I like your show very much. You're like, wrong Asia. Wrong part of Asia, bro. Entirely.
Damn,
wrong
bro.
Direction. You're close
and how
to
did
Africa
we lose our Indian
on that
listeners?
One. Just let me know. You're in Asia Minor. You need to go to Asia Major. God, is that bad that I'm like a fucking nerd enough to know exactly what that is?
A little bit, bro. A little bit.
Yeah. One of these days we'll get on quantum physics and really throw your fucking loop.
Well, since we're going to be doing a show again this week sometime, maybe even tomorrow, we've done 30 minutes of this one. You just want to call it?
Yeah.
That way you can make it home safe and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, I need to.
All right, broski. Anything you want to say before we go off there?
Just that we're going to be making an Instagram. Be sure to like, follow us, and put a fucking ad on there. Whatever the fuck you got to do that shit. Yeah, this is a stash, man. We'll be doing
yeah.
a strain of the week tomorrow, and we'll be doing a little bit more. But I think that's it, man.
Sounds good, bro. Sounds good. All right, with that being said, here's the most important thing from the show, guys. Remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.
World needs roasting.
Yes.
All right, God.
All right, man. I'll meet back up with you tomorrow or something.